Hello, and welcome to another audio presentation from Seeds of Unfolding. This time we are presenting an interview that CAF member Chris Martersteck conducted with his wife, Susan. Susan and Chris live in Deerfield, Illinois. Susan has been a member of CAF since 1986 and has worked as a hospice chaplain for the last 14 years.
To start off, I'd ask really if you could provide a little bit of your own history as far as your own spiritual unfolding and the path you've taken to get here, just to kind of put it in context.
Well, I have a varied spiritual background, and, you know, we talk about our spiritual path, but mine began as a more traditional religious training as a child and as a young adult in the Roman Catholic faith. I went to Catholic grade school and high school, married in the Catholic Church, and I would say it was then a period of maybe investigation, looking into the other world religions, thinking about other interests, other ways of expressing spirituality that didn't necessarily fall in line with a traditional religious belief system. And I think that it was after we were married and when we had a child who had cancer that I started discussing kind of the fact that, quite honestly, I would get mad at people who would tell me they would have a mass said or say prayers or this is part of God's plan or God must have made you strong when our only child was diagnosed with cancer. I would say that led me through a period of kind of real estrangement from any kind of belief system. And then it was when our daughter Lara died just before she was 2 years old that I began to search for the answers to a lot of questions and take those doubts and that pain and that grief and, you know, sort of go someplace with them. It was then that I met another person who was a member of CAF. And we would just sit and talk and share books or information or kind of just go back and forth with questions and answers that led me to attend some public meetings of CAF and eventually to begin being a regular member of the organization. I think that I'm a little bit different than many members of CAF in that about 10 or 11 years into attending weekly meditations and our weekly group meetings, I became first a hospice volunteer, and after about 5 or 6 years, ended up going to seminary, being ordained as a minister in the United Church of Christ, and now for the last 13 years working as a hospice chaplain. It is that kind of mix of understanding and appreciating very traditional, what one would call high church in the Catholic Church, the personal path that is CAF and chaplaincy, which has led me to really appreciate everyone's understanding of divine being or of God, of whatever, however they express it. And I think CAF helped me to be a little more open to those other points of view and other understandings of faith and spirituality.
With that knowledge that you have and the experience that you have outside of CAF and the resources then and experience you bring to your role as a hospice chaplain, can you talk a little bit then about perhaps what attracted you to CAF as well? And what kind of valuable things do you see about that experience?
I think one of the early things that drew me to CAF was silence. The early meditating that I did before starting to meditate with a group was part of my grieving process. It was really sitting in silence. It was asking a question and waiting for an answer. It was that becoming comfortable with silence, for me, that's been a big gift. I can tell you that many people have a hard time letting there be any gap in the conversation, any sitting and just offering the gift of presence to someone. They feel like they have to be doing something. And I will tell you that sitting in silence can be a rigorous effort. You're really doing something, trying to just be there and not fidget and move and go take care of your to-do list. So I think that would be one of the first gifts that Kaf gave me.
That's very positive. Anything else that you'd want to talk about? I'd like to open it up to any other things that you feel are valuable to either contemplate or others might take advantage of, or things that have just other things that have just been valuable for you besides that. That seems to be a central one for sure.
I think it's been very valuable for me to be part of a small community. It does reflect for me in some ways back to the early Christian churches. They were in homes. They met around someone's table. And as members of CAF, we meet in the home. We sit around a table together. We have deep conversations. We meditate together. Sometimes we sit in silence. And that feeling of being part of an intimate community where you can express yourself outside of a traditional religious ritual is important. Many other traditions offer deep spirituality, but without the ability for the individual to participate on such a personal level.
When you get into discussions, if you indeed ever do, with other people about your own particular spiritual experience, do you ever find yourself talking to them about Kaf? And if so, may I ask how you describe it to other people?
I think one of the main things that people like to hear about, and actually the word that they can relate to best and first, is meditation. Many, many people have some experience of meditation. And when I tell them that I've been meditating for a long time, they want to hear about it. What's it like? How is it different from, say, centering prayer in a Christian tradition or the Buddhist meditations or transcendental meditation? You know, we're in this country blessed with many options in terms of an individual finding their own relationship with the divine. For me, that meditation is one of those important keys. And so I think that that's the element of CAF that I most often talk to other people about. And then if they're interested, you know, we can go into more details. Often it's sort of comparing what they do to what I do, or it's on a more intellectual level rather than a message from the heart. So I think you just reach out and see where it goes.
Last but not least, can I ask how you've seen, since everybody's spiritual growth is different and happens in different ways, how have you seen your experience with Kaf change over time? And where do you see it going? Or how could it be maybe even better? Or what kinds of things might you hope for? Just kind of opening that up.
That is an extremely big question, and I don't know that I have an answer for you. You know, hindsight is a fabulous thing, and you can look back and see where you thought you were 30 years ago. You know, how much of it is emotional maturity, how much of it is wisdom that comes with age, and how much of it is dedication to your spiritual work. I don't know that you can separate that out, and I don't know that I can measure it for you or tell you where I might be in another 30 years. I hope I'm here and I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. But I will say that making a commitment, having the support of friends who are also dedicated to understanding themselves and the world in a broader and very inclusive way is invaluable. And I will leave it at that.
Thank you for listening. If you have enjoyed this work and would like to listen to other audio presentations, they can be found on the Seeds of Unfolding website under the All Articles tab. As usual, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future presentations, please contact us at foundation@caf.org. That's caf.org. Your presenter is Stephen Horvath.